Hello, my name is Frank, and I'm an elder at this church, for those of you who don't know me. I'm going to speak about what the cross meant to me prior to Christ and what it means to me now. Growing up, life really had no meaning or purpose at first for me as a young man. And, we would go celebrate Good Friday and Easter, and on Good Friday, my mom told me, we're going to eat fish. We're supposed to eat fish. We can't eat meat. It's one of the rituals. And then on Easter Sunday, we would hunt eggs and have a big dinner as a family. But that was the extent of it to me. I really didn't understand the meaning behind it. So growing up, I was confused, and I didn't even realize why I was here, what my purpose was. And I would sit there and just think about, how did I get here? And what's going to happen to me when I die? And I was getting scared. I was starting to panic as a young boy, about 12 years old. Some of you may have heard my story before. And so I had a fear of dying. And I remember working one day with my dad as a painter. And as a kid, I would go to work with him during the summers. And I was just raced with those thoughts about dying. And to the point of tears. And he had a guy working for him that took me to the side and comforted me and told me, when you die, you're going to go to heaven. And so I kind of just took that with a grain of salt and kind of gave me a little bit of comfort. And then I found my security in the church. And I'm not going to mention it, but you probably know. I went and made my confirmation. And then I had to go to confession every Saturday night and tell this man my sins that I committed. And then he would tell me what I needed to do, say so many prayers, and I was good to go again until next Saturday, and I was able to take communion. And so I thought that was my assurance for heaven. My security was found in the church. And I thought when I died, if the good works outweighed the bad, that was going to be how God judged me. So with this, I was lonely and empty inside because I really didn't understand what being a Christian was or what the cross really meant. So I joined the Navy, searching for life. And I ended up on this big aircraft carrier called the USS Forrestal. And I saw people having Bible studies and reading their Bibles, and other people were playing cards, and everybody's doing different things. And this is during the Libya crisis, and we weren't far off the shores of Libya, and I knew Gaddafi was a little bit crazy, and we might blow our ship up, and I might drown out here. So I made this deal with God somehow: if you give me home safe, I will give my life to you, whatever that meant. Now, Scott had sent me a couple of letters during that time when I was out of sea, telling me he became a Christian, and that he loved me, and he was praying for me, and I thought he was nuts. And I was like, Lord, what happened to him? He's not going to be any fun when I get home. He just blew it on me. And I just couldn't believe this. But then I got home and got out of the Navy, and he invited me to this one concert, Petra, I think it was, and everybody was standing on tables, raising their hands, and I thought they were on drugs or something, holding hands, praying, and I'm still, I'm seeking and searching, and then a couple weeks later, he invited me to church, and they had a group singing there called New Song, and it said that the lyrics were, good old boys don't go to heaven, but saved ones do. And the guy stopped and paused, and he spoke about, it's not about works. It was about having a relationship with Christ. And it was that evening, I think it was February 22nd, about 30 years ago almost, that I felt and believed the Holy Spirit, I know he was, pulling on my heart. I was driving in my car, and I believed if I didn't receive him that night, I may not have that chance tomorrow. So I surrendered my life to Christ that night. And that's when the cross came alive to me. That experience let me know that I was forgiven. That I was forgiven from all the sins I've ever committed. I didn't know that right then. As I grew in Christ, my present sins and my future sins. And I started reading my Bible. Never read my Bible before. And I came across this verse called 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And then I kept on reading my Bible, and I came across another powerful verse that I love to read. 2 Corinthians 5:17. As a new believer, this made me so excited. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. Man, I felt so relieved that I had a brand new life. That old one was gone. I'm a brand new person, brand new start. I didn't have to compare myself with anyone. The pressure was taken off of me. And then I get this phone call from Scott's grandmother, and she tells me, welcome to the family. At first, I was confused. I've been in the family. And then she assured me, it's God's family. I had a brand new family now. And that gave me such joy to know that God's people are now my brothers and sisters in Christ. And that one day we're all going to be together again for those who belong to Christ. And as I kept on reading the scriptures, I found out that I was a child of God. You know, John 1:12, because I received and believed in God, he gave us the right to be called children of God. And also that he called me holy. I said, I'm not holy, God. How can I be holy? I'm a sinful man. But God made me holy. I didn't make myself holy. He chose me and he appointed me for holiness. I had nothing to do with it. And as I grew, I started learning these new things. And then I came across this new verse that really hit me hard. Because I always had to go to this man and pray and tell him my sins. And then the Bible said in 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ. I no longer had to go to that box and confess my sins. I had access to Jesus. He was my mediator. And what a relief that was. And joy that gave me that I shared that with other people that was caught up in the old system that I was caught up in. And because of that, God had a plan for my life that goes way beyond what I can understand today. And the whole plan is that he be glorified. That he would be glorified to show how great he is, not how great I am. It's about God. And then God gave me a heavenly perspective that this is not my home. That one day, my citizenship today is in heaven, but I'm just here passing through right now as an ambassador representing Christ, eagerly awaiting him to come back for us. And that I'm not alone anymore. Christ lives in me. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. And he's the hope of glory. And finally, I'm not afraid to die anymore. One day Jesus is coming back. And he's going to set up his new heaven here on earth. The old is going to pass away. Read it in Revelation 21, verses 1 through 21, I believe it is. But 1 through 27. But I look forward to that day, that one day this is all going to pass away and I'm going to be with Jesus because of what he did over 2,000 years ago. Thank you.